Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, John, and welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Great.
Look at who's first to pipe up there in his lethargy there is our most recent graduate here at Neighbors of Hope's Life Change Program, and that's Mark Premal. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You're bored with being a graduate already?
No.
No. Excited about the new things God has in store for you?
Yes.
Well, we're glad you're here. The scripture we chose for this morning comes out of John's first letter, 1 John. Chapter 4, which is a pretty powerful chapter. And then we're going to look at verses 7 through 18. So if someone would be so kind as to read that, we can get this kicked off.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know him, that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In the world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, lots of good stuff. Anybody want to kind of jump in and kickstart this for us?
For me, personally, what hits me is, I call it show love, but like showing God, you know. And for me, it's like, when I first used to read this, you know, over time, it always changes, evolves. Like, it's more of a, to me now, it's the sacrifice thing. Like, if I'm going to sacrifice my time for you, or split my lunch with you, or, you know, give something up, you know, go outside myself, even when I really don't feel like it, don't want to, that's showing love, that's showing God, you know. Being patient with somebody, you know how many times God's been patient with us through all our stuff, showing somebody else patience, you know, working with people. Yeah, this week I want to make a little video about this. I guess this is kind of sneak peek, but I'm going to look at it more. But yeah, for me, it's not as giving up something, even if it's just 5 minutes, or, you know, I'm busy doing this, or I don't feel like it, I don't have energy, but I'll still help do something, or, I don't know. Those opportunities to show God, show up.
Yeah. Mark, do you got anything you want to share with our listening audience, Mr. Graduate?
Yeah, you know, over the past year, I've learned a lot about love. And I've learned what I thought I knew about love before I came here was a very hollow, very superficial shell of love that the world offers us. I have learned that you've, in many trials and tribulations that I've seen, these guys that have become real dear friends to me, and other guys who I had more trouble getting along with even, that they showed me in their, these are guys who are ashamed of their brokenness. Fell at their knees at the door of God's mercy, like I did, even though they made me angry sometimes. Sometimes I felt betrayed by them. But the more I thought about it, I prayed on it. So God made me realize that these guys are hurting just like I am. They're just scared little boys. And I've learned to see not only myself, but others through God's eyes. That I'm just as much a sinner in need of God's mercy as they are. Even if I don't want to, no matter how angry I may be at them, I have to love them. At the very least, I need to will their good.
Good. Good. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, 18 kind of rings pretty hard for me this morning. The absence of fear and real love. I guess we do so many things motivated by fear in our life, which makes me think then how many things do we actually do that exist in love? Whether loving ourselves, loving others, and, you know, that God shows us that pure, true, kind of we know such a distorted human version of love that's so conditional, that depends on so many things. The freedom, that anti-gravity feeling, you know, I mean, I guess you could describe, you know, that feeling you get when you're receiving true, you know, you think back to childhood when you're receiving true love or you're falling in love, that weightless kind of feeling. It is fearless. It does feel refreshing because it is antithetical to the weight of this conditional love that we felt our whole life. And then the perfection of love, the last line, really, really hits home with me this morning. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. The perfection of love begs the point of the imperfection of love, or a process, a refining process to me this morning, where if there's perfection in love, there's also a beginning point, like a sculptor and a block of stone or something. I don't know what kind of word picture I'm trying to paint here, but there's an imperfection in love too, and love seems to be this catalyst that drives us to this sense of, like, not in any regimental kind of rule way, but we're humans. We're pretty goofy to see that we're pushed towards this perfection, this God model through love. A beautiful thing. That rings home for me this morning.
Here's a question. Why? Why should we love? It's kind of at the heart of what John's trying to get across here. One reason is similar to what you're talking about in this fear. Now, you know, John talks about the fear of punishment. You know, fear has to do with punishment. So it's really about judgment. And so if we're in God's love, we shouldn't fear being judged by God. Right? Our perfection is in the love. It doesn't mean that our actions, our words, our deeds type things may be flawless. And we're back to that. Telios, right? And complete. We're complete in the eyes of God when we love. That's why, right? What that does then, that fulfills the question why, is, well, we start showing other people what God looks like because we've encountered that. So at the beginning, he says, look, you know, we need to love one another. We need to show each other what God looks like. Why? Because, well, love is God. It's from God, right? And if we're going to live in God and say that we know God, we need to show God. Now, for Jesus, in John's gospel, this is what it means to have eternal life. If you were to read John's gospel, chapter 17 and verse 3, it says, wow, Jesus in his red letters, this is eternal life, to know God. And John says right here, everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. If you're connected to the eternal, without beginning, without end, source of love, because this is John's best way of trying to describe the nature of God, that God is simply love. We can always embellish, add, right? The other natures of God, but God is, and here we say, most least wrongly understood as love. We're wrong in all kinds of other ways. God's not a cop. God's not a vending machine. You know, God's not a judge, right? Those type of things. You know, trying to hunt us down, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, that's not God. God's not Santa Claus. God is, according to John, love. If we're going to say that we've received this through grace and mercy and other things that we have encountered, we talked about this back with Brendan Manning on Ruthless Trust, remember? That he understood faith as having this felt knowledge. If we have felt love, we've felt God. We now have a knowledge. I know that I know that I know. I have encountered and experienced God. Therefore, I can what? Trust his promises. That's hope. And faith plus hope equals trust. But for John here, he's telling everybody, look, we need, if we're going to say we're born of God, we need to look like God. And the reason, the why, is so that other people will see God. Which leads to a whole radical transformation of creation. Right? Paul writes about it in Colossians. That part of what Christ did was what? Restored all of creation. So the sacrificial part, right, is an expression of what that love is. So you're absolutely right, Zach, when we make sacrifices. So in here we would say, one of the ways to think about Jesus, if God is love, and Jesus is God in the flesh, Jesus is love with skin on. Love with skin on did what? Made a pretty substantial sacrifice. Thus, if we're going to be love with skin on it, we too should be making sacrifices. Right? And the intention is really to draw the rest of God's, right, children to him. Somebody has to point the way. We look at Jesus, who what? This is what God looks like. You need to be in this relationship with the initiator, the creator, the very source of love. And becomes that loving relationship you're talking about. You know, that is, we would say, unconditional. We call it agape, right? The ahava, right, in Hebrew. And that, without conditions, just gives itself away. And John's telling his community, you know, this is who and why and what we need to be doing in all of this. Now, gentlemen, that ought to give us a whole lot more respect for Jesus. Because Mark, you did a pretty good job of saying sometimes loving others is very hard.
Well, that sacrificial part I always thought growing up. I found this quote, it's by Peter Rollins. He has a Spiritual Nomad podcast, but he says, God is not to be approached as an object we must love, but as a mystery presented in the very act of love itself. So when I was a kid growing up, seen Jesus going calories on, you know, nails in his hand, all his blood. So I have to love him. He did this for me. It's an act of love. So I have to do this. You gotta have these certain lines. You gotta say in the certain when it's present. You want to really find him. You really want to see him. It's in what you do in the act itself.
All right, good stuff, gentlemen. I appreciate you sharing with us on this edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a Women's and Children's Transitional Housing Program. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.